For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
According to the White House, last year, Colombian heroin production represented less than 1% of U.S.-occupied Afghanistan's record-breaking 500 tons. Additionally, Colombian heroin production is said to be rapidly falling, while Afghanistan's production continues to rise. In spite of its meager penny-on-the-dollar heroin production, U.S. officials continue to insist that Colombia is by far the most prevalent point of origin for American heroin. Robert Charles, former Assistant Secretary of State for International Narcotics and Law Enforcement, resigned earlier this year in protest of U.S. narcotics policy in Afghanistan. In a recent Washington Times editorial, he warns that not long ago, heroin was 7% pure across the nation, but now ranges between 70 and 90%. Despite record purity levels, in New York City, a lethal batch of heroin is now being blamed for at least 6 deaths. This is Glenn Greenway, reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
There is no truth, justice, logic, scientific fact, medical data, or any reason whatsoever to justify a continuance of the drug war for one more second. There is nobody at any level of government who is willing to defend the policy of drug prohibition in an open forum. Compassionate, conservative Christians do not arrest drug users, send them to prison for lengthy terms, etc. Those who support eternal drug war ensure Osama makes millions every year from Afghan heroin, that cartels in Colombia and Mexico make billions from drugs, that violent gangs in the U.S. have reasons to exist, that street corner vendors can make a profit selling drugs to our children, that overdose deaths are not prevented by a single phone call for help. The drug lords run both sides of this equation. We have been duped. Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage and Century of Lies programs when we'll be reporting from Salt Lake City on the International Conference on Methamphetamines, HIV, and Hepatitis. Hundreds of doctors will be in attendance, and there is a very small percentage of them who agree with the government's statements about speed. With every step we take to control methamphetamines, we create additional harms. Today, highly untrained chemists make ever more faulty products and create bigger medical and social problems for our nation. To John Walters or any of his ilk, I dare say, show me the bodies or shut the hell up. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.